All right, well, we got another story here for you. Apparently, people like beer. This is a breaking news story here, folks. People enjoy beer. A startup called Pico today launched a Kickstarter for their Pico Brew countertop home beer brewing system with a goal of raising $200,000. And already, they're more than halfway to reaching their goal. Like I said, people like beer. Will Greenwald is a senior beer analyst at PCMag.com and joins us now to tell us all about it. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. The Pico Brew is actually a company that's been around for a little bit. They put out something called the Zymatic about a year or two ago, and it's a microbrew system that's completely encapsulated in like a big box that does all the brewing with the components you put in just automatically. This takes it a step further and basically does sort of beer K-cups. You get these big Pico packs, and you slide them right into the machine, and in a few hours, it brews beer. Of course, after that, you still need to wait a couple weeks for it to ferment, but that's just how beer works.
So I read that unlike the like little Nespresso or K-Cup packets, what goes into the Pico Brew is compostable. Is that the case, that this doesn't have the same sort of ecological problems?
Yes, they came by the lab to show me their some of their early hardware, and the packs they were demonstrating had... they were made of plant fiber rather than plastic, so they should be compostable.
One of the fascinating things about this, of course, if for anybody who's made beer at home, there's basically two general categories. There's probably more than that, but basically there's full grain brewing. If you're really hardcore, you use the full grain. If you're not, you use sort of like a syrup, you know, that where it's already been processed and then condensed. This uses the whole grain system, right? You're dumping barley into this container to make this beer, right?
Yes. In fact, the pods they're going to sell are licensed from different actual breweries and brewmasters. So basically they're recipes so you can make the beer at home of the craft beer you like to get at the store.
So is this easier? Based on what you've seen so far, I know you haven't been able to test it, but does this look like it's actually going to be easier than home brewing, which involves all kinds of, you know, sanitizing and making sure that the bottles are extra, extra clean. I guess that's part one of my question. And part two is, why, if these are pre-packaged packs, why wouldn't you just go buy a six pack at the store?
It's still really home brewing. So it's just the machine automates the brewing process of the temperature, putting the different ingredients together in the right time. You still need to put it in a fermentation keg and leave it for a few weeks and then bottle it or serve it out of a keg. And I believe it can make 5 liters at a time. I suppose you could just like make multiple loads and then have it ferment a bunch over a week. But the reason it's better is it's a question of economics, how much the packs are going to cost compared to buying the same quantity of craft beer at a time. And just the idea of being able to make something fresher at home is very appealing.
It's also really interesting. My mind is blown by the concept. Of course, as you pointed out, every style of beer involves not only ingredients, but how long that the liquid is held at what temperature. And then it's brought to another temperature and so on. And all that is just in software. It's all just uploaded to the device from your smartphone, I imagine. But the other thing that's interesting is you can, let's say you like a specific style of beer. Let's say you like a specific style of Doghead brewing beer that they make. But you just think it's a little bit too bitter. So you can actually plug that in, tell it what kind of beer you're brewing, and then you can take the dial and dial down the bitterness to a notch or two. An experiment like that. That's one of the features of this that's kind of fascinating, is that in addition to the fact that it's fresh and you're doing it yourself, you can also customize it, even if it's a sort of branded style of beer. Now, let's talk about the Kickstarter campaign, because I'm really fascinated by this. What do the big contributors get as part of this Kickstarter campaign? And I suggest that what they're getting is one of the reasons that's driving this rapid reaching of goals that they're undergoing right now.
While I've been on the call with you, I've seen it go up almost 5,000. It's currently 114,000 out of their goal of 200. And the big appeal is that backers are going to be able to buy it for 500 instead of the suggested price of 1,000, which itself is still half as much as the Zymatic, which was 2,000 and about twice as large. And that's the big deal. Now, if you get higher, you can get sort of multiple units and even get into their developers program to sort of make your own microbrewing recipes that you can then license and sell through this. But really, it's just $500 microbrewing that's automated. That's what's appealing to a lot of people.
A developers program. That is awesome. I never really wanted to become a software developer until just now. So this looks really cool. I can't wait till everything works this way. Just sort of print everything that you want to eat and drink. Very, very cool. Will Greenwald is at PCMag.com and on Twitter at AgroWill. That's AGGROWILL. Will, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right.